Welcome to the New York State Education Department's 2009 Operational Scoring for Mathematics. My name is Heather Friends, and this audio section covers the scoring of Question 40, found in Grade 4, Book 3 of the March 2009 New York State Mathematics Test. We will first go over Question 40 and its rubric, and then we will move on to the guide papers, which are sample papers demonstrating the score points and which responses are acceptable and which are not. The guide papers were chosen out of field test papers by a range-finding committee consisting of education professionals and were then approved by the State Education Department. Through the process of range-finding, New York State educators and the State Education Department collaborate to create mathematically sound scoring standards while adhering to the scoring policies for the testing program. Before we move on to the guide papers, please turn to page 5 in part 2 of the Grade 4 Scoring Guide, and we will go over question 40. In this question, the student is asked to find how many more people stayed at the Seaview Hotel than stayed at the Hilltop Hotel last year. Please note that a Show Your Work area is provided. The highest score point a student can receive for this question is a 2. Let's turn to the next page and review the exemplary response for this question. The complete and correct response is subtracting 2,054 from 4,390 and arriving at the correct answer of 2,336. This item requires the student to not only get the correct answer, but also show the work to receive full credit. Any other valid process used to arrive at that answer would also be acceptable. At this point, I'd like to encourage you to take plenty of notes in your scoring guides. Mark them in any way that is helpful to you, as these guides are yours to keep. We encourage you to use them throughout the scoring project and as a reference tool during live scoring. We have found that scorers who take extensive notes during scorer training learn the rubric faster and are more consistent in their scoring. Please also note that after each guide paper is an annotation explaining why the response received the score it did. Okay, please turn to page 7. Here we find the first guide paper, a score point 2. This response is complete and correct. The student has correctly subtracted 2,054 from 4,390 and arrived at the correct answer of 2,336. The student has shown the work, checked it, and put the correct answer on the answer line. Next is the second guide paper, which is another score point 2. In the work shown, the sign of operation is missing, but scoring clarifications 1 states that full credit should be given if it is absolutely clear and apparent which operation is being used and all other work required is correct. The third guide paper is a score point 1. A sound mathematical subtraction procedure is demonstrated, however, a subtraction error leads to an incorrect answer. The same calculation error is made when the student checks the work. Moving on to the fourth guide paper, another score point 1, we see that the student has used a sound mathematical procedure, but a subtraction error is further compounded by a transposition error, leading to an incorrect answer. The last paper, the fifth guide paper, is a score point 0. No work is shown, and the answer given is incorrect. Please take a moment to review these 5 guide papers. If you do not understand the score points, please ask your scoring leader to explain the points that are not clear to you. Now, let's move on to the practice set book, which is designed to further reinforce the mathematics scoring policies. These papers were also assigned scores by the range-finding committee. There are 5 practice set papers for question 40, covering a range of student responses. Use the blank answer sheet at the end of the practice set to work your way through the student responses. Assign a score to each paper on the basis of the rubric and the guide papers. You may wish to review the guide papers again before you move on to scoring the practice set. At times, the practice set will require you to refer both to the guide papers and to the 2-point rubric so please keep these out while scoring. At this point, you should pause the audio file while you score the 5 practice set papers for question 40. Then resume the audio file to learn how these papers were scored by the range-finding committee. Please pause the audio file now. Okay, let's review the practice set papers. These papers were specifically chosen to illustrate some of the many ways students responded to this question. Of course, when you get to live scoring, you will find that many more variations are possible. Nevertheless, these papers give you an idea of what some of the field test responses were like and what key concepts to look for during live scoring. The first practice set paper for this question is practice set 46. Both the work shown and the answer are incorrect. This response receives a score of 0. Now, let's move on to practice set 47. In this paper, 2 procedures are included. One is mathematically sound and leads to the correct answer, but the other is conceptually flawed. The flawed procedure is considered a false start and ignored because it does not lead to the correct answer. This response is complete and correct and earns a score of 2. Let's review practice set 48. In this response, a sound mathematical procedure is used, but there is a transcription error on the answer line. This paper is an example of scoring policy 4, which states that if a student shows appropriate work and arrives at the correct answer, but writes an incorrect answer in the answer blank, the response may not receive full credit. This response receives a score of 1. Next is practice set 49. This response is only partially correct. A sound mathematical procedure is demonstrated, but a subtraction error leads to an incorrect answer. This response receives a score of 1. The last practice set is practice set 50, which is complete and correct. Both the procedure and the answer are correct, earning this response a score of 2. If you are unclear why a paper was assigned the score it was, discuss it with your team members and replay any portion of the audio file to hear the rationale again. If you still have questions, please consult the Frequently Asked Questions on the State Education Department's website or call the New York State Scoring Helpline for assistance. In addition, the Scoring Leader Book has annotations that clarify the assignment of the score points. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this audio file presentation.